Hey, this is Not Now Podcast. I know we told you 1,000 times on the last episode that it was the last episode, and you saw this one after it, so you probably didn't believe us.
Well, you thought wrong, because we had one more, and yeah. Now you know that.
Yeah, the last and final, it's not really an episode, it's more
a,
of...
Yeah, it's like a...
It's more like a handshake.
It's like the credit roll.
It's like a wink.
Yeah, when you shake someone's hand and they wink at you and you think, God, that guy's creepy.
Why did I shake his hand?
That's what we're here for, to shake your hands and wink at you.
Even though you don't want to, we'll trick you.
Yep.
We're very deceiving. But really, thank you for listening if you made it this far. We had a great time doing season one. A lot of new firsts.
Yeah, lots of firsts. Everything was a first, really.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure all of season two will be a first. We'll keep introducing, you know, the same old good stuff that you like the coin flips. We'll have the discussions. The appetizers will be there. But we're just going to expand a little bit. And I hope you guys are ready for that. We're going to take a little bit of a hiatus,
yeah,
if you will.
Yep.
Go to our hacienda.
Not so much of an Incubus.
Yeah. That's a great band.
And less of a Linkin Park.
Yeah.
But still...
One break. We're going to break for one moth. So we'll find one moth and we'll break it in two. And by the end of that, you guys will realize that by your calendar, it's been a month.
Very hard to catch a moth that's still alive.
And break it in two while it's still alive.
It's perfect. They're very fluttery.
Yeah. But easier to catch than a butterfly. Yeah.
Those bastards.
They're attracted to light. You just hold a flashlight behind your net and they fall right in.
Oh, you just... What you do is you get those little finger spy flashlights that they sell to kids. They'll fly right into your fingers.
Then you've got them.
Then you got them right where you want.
They've fallen deep into your trath. So, we're going to take about a month break. Hopefully, everybody enjoys what we've released as one season. After that, we're going to be releasing more on a weekly basis.
Yeah, just something that's less bingey and more routine.
Yeah, and that way, you know, obviously, we want to build some excitement.
Yeah.
Because once you have the whole season, where's the excitement? You just waste it all. It's like getting a whole gallon of ice cream and eating it all at once. There's no buildup.
You know what the extra...
Just regret.
The extra excitement is, you don't necessarily know when we release this. So...
We're always ahead of you.
You could have reached this episode today and we'll be airing tomorrow.
That's true. You could always just skip everything.
Oh, should we give an exact date?
Nope.
Oh, keep them guessing.
Yep, keep them guessing. So, all right,
it's 1986.
1986.
Yeah.
I'm scared about Y2K, which is way in the future. But
you're thinking you're going to be alive for quite some time. You're very
I am. I'm only 6 years old. Born in 1980.
That explains the 5 o'clock shadow.
So the schedule after this will probably be releasing an appetizer, which we've had warm-ups on this first season, every Thursday. And after that, we'll be releasing the episode, follow along, appetizer, episode, episode. So...
Oh, that's what we should call them.
Oh, yeah, episodes?
Yeah.
Like that follow... Do we have a follow-up?
What we've been referring to is bonusodes in the bonusodes so far.
Oh, episodes.
Episodes.
Oh, look, you guys are learning new things.
Yeah, another first. For the first... This is the last first time we'll have any moment like that.
So, appetizers coming on Thursdays, episodes coming on Fridays... And the Friday right after, not the Friday the week after or a month after. Don't worry about how long. It'll be that Friday.
It'll be consecutive.
Yes. And then the important thing to remember is during that hiatus, we will be releasing these bonuserts. That just sounds wrong.
No.
Bonuserts.
So we had discussed this briefly.
Yeah.
We are going to have...
contest.
Yeah, somewhat of a contest.
Someone who can show their might.
Yeah. So, the first undisclosed number of people
to either email us,
yep,
or like us on Facebook.
Or like us on Facebook.
Will get a pre-release.
Episode.
Episode. And the other people will have to wait their fucking turn until we decide to release it. Because you know why? They didn't like us on Facebook and they didn't email us.
They weren't first in line.
Now, the important thing is to remember, you have to do either both of those or one of them.
Or
none of them. We're not going to tell you what amount or how many.
And
you should do them all.
It would be interesting if you could do that without downloading any of these episodes.
Yeah, if you can do that.
If you can somehow email us asking for the bonusert, without ever having listened to us, I will be impressed.
I don't know how I feel about Bonazert anymore.
Bonazert. Am I over-enunciating bone?
I feel like I keep saying Bonazert.
No, it was Epizert.
Oh, yeah.
I said it wrong. I combined Bonazert, which we've been using with it.
That's why it sounded so dirty. Yeah.
Bonazert. Bonazert. Epizert.
I've been over-exerting my boner. Bonazert. My boner's hurt. Man. No, it's epiboner.
You know, as a parting thing, just a parting anecdote.
Yeah.
I fucking smacked my leg off of a coffee table today, and I slammed my drink down because I was so pissed, and I was like, that coffee table's as hard as the devil's dick.
Man, the devil loves coffee. Keeps him stiff.
It keeps him stiff all day. You need it when you're in hell. Yeah. We've disclosed that already.
But stay intact and in touch and in contact with your headphones, because those are what provide the sounds or speakers.
This is how you hear us.
Yeah.
Don't lose these.
But so make sure you go out there, find our social media presents, and you find those presents and you unwrap them.
Yeah.
And once you've unwrapped them, you get scolded because it was too early. So that's how we do things here.
How we do, and how we make our living.
Yeah, and we're living off of this, literally. Yeah,
believe it or not. We've gotten funding from everyone we've terrorized. They just, it's a real small fee. We say, hey, I know we've been terrorizing you. We're going to release this, and you'll see a drop in sales. And if you want us to forgive you on season two, you better pay us $80.
$80, or maybe just barter with us. Give me some free shampoo.
Now I know what you're thinking. We've only terrorized 10 people. How can that possibly be enough to live off of?
Well, the interesting thing is we are very, very frugal people.
Yeah, we're very frugal. I live off of 8 pennies a day. They have to be pennies, though.
No nickels. Get that out of here. But we flip half dollars. We save all of our change. For flipping.
The pennies, we don't. That's why we don't flip pennies.
Because they're valuable to us.
Yeah, I can't use a half dollar. That doesn't work for me. The other thing is, I think some of the people we've terrorized are very unorganized.
Yep.
Send it to one store manager, they don't want it to make any further up the chain and have them think they're at fault. So we're gonna milk that.
Yeah. And we're gonna keep milking it until we have cheese. So thanks for listening. Everybody, if you've listened, you made it this far, we love and appreciate all your hate. So thanks for sending it our way. And next time we see you, that'll be it.